According to a British parliamentary committee, Prime Minister Tony Blair's government did not mislead and did not doctor evidence in its presentations about Iraq. There have been complaints to that effect from within the Prime Minister's own Labour Party, and a report on the BBC that Blair's communications chief inserted a claim into a government dossier, the claim that Iraq could strike with weapons of mass destruction within 45 minutes of receiving an order from Saddam Hussein. Donald McIntyre, political commentator for the Independent newspaper, joins us from London. And Mr. McIntyre, first, who exactly has exonerated Prime Minister Blair, and is this finding likely to silence his critics?
Well, the answer to the first question is the Foreign Affairs Select Committee, which is one of our select parliamentary committees, not as powerful as your congressional committees, but nonetheless important in the British system. Is it going to lay the argument to rest? I don't think so. But as in the US, so here, this problem of not finding the weapons of mass destruction, which of course Tony Blair even more than George W. Bush saw as the central goal of a war in Iraq, is continuing to be an embarrassment.
The committee did conclude that Iraq's threat of chemical and biological weapons was genuinely perceived as a real and present danger. But it did raise questions about, for example, the now discredited story of Iraq's alleged attempt to buy uranium from Niger. What did they say about that?
Well, they want to know exactly when the British government discovered that at least some of the evidence for which this claim had been made elsewhere, including in the United States, turned out to have been based on forgeries. Now, the defense on the government side is that they were not solely reliable on that event, which is shown to be, as people would say in courts of law, unsafe, that they have other evidence as well, about which they've not really been specific. But the basic question that the committee has exposed is, when did you know that there were some forgeries involved in this claim?
Now, this isn't only about the Blair government and dissenters within the Labour Party, or dissenters within the intelligence community for that matter. There's another dimension to this, which is the dispute between the government and the BBC. And can you explain what's going on there?
Well, the BBC Today programme, which is a influential morning show, their defence correspondent Andrew Gilligan came up with a story in which he said that he'd been told by a serious, senior, credible intelligence source, though he did not name him, that the intelligence assessment of the threat by Saddam Hussein on weapons of mass destruction, that Campbell had inserted this particular claim.
The 45-minute claim.
That has caused a huge fuss. It rather hijacked the committee, frankly, because Andrew Gilligan, the reporter himself, gave evidence to the committee, and the committee became very excited by his standing by his story. And then, very unusually, Alistair Campbell came to the committee to rebut those charges. And although the committee did split on party lines, nevertheless, with the chairman's casting vote, the committee has decided basically that Campbell was right and that he didn't insert that passage. Now, in the course of it, this has caused a huge row with the BBC. The government is still demanding that the BBC apologises for its story, which I should say the BBC shows no sign of doing, saying that broadly it still stands by it and, you know, his source was good. So we've got a bit of a deadlock there.
Now, as for the exoneration of the Blair government, what did Blair's Labour Party critics, like the former Foreign Secretary Robin Cook, what have they said about this report by the Foreign Affairs Committee of the Commons?
Well, they feel, basically, I think two things. One is that the whole issue of this row with the BBC, to which we've just been referring, is a bit of a distraction. Robin Cook's basic point is he was against the war. He didn't believe the evidence about weapons of mass destruction was sufficiently well proved at the time, and he feels completely vindicated. You know, he's pretty enthusiastic about the generally sceptical tone which the reporters adopted to the existence of weapons of mass destruction. So it's one of those reports where everybody can take a little bit out of it. But he says he's pretty happy with the report.
Donald McIntyre, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you.
Donald McIntyre, political commentator for the Independent newspaper, spoke to us from London.